What is good, everyone, and welcome back to the Nostalgia Plus Ultra Podcast. My name is Nostalgia, aka Taylor. Joining me is As Told by Zoe. What's good, my guy?
Let's cut the bullshit. We're getting into it.
Barking.
My barking co-host is Kay Likes Everything. How you doing today?
We're gonna fight. I specifically said before we recorded this that I'm fighting Taylor specifically. I'm so angry.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So as you can tell, it's gonna get pretty crazy with this episode. Today we're talking about shipping.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about the culture around shipping. We're talking about the ships that we like and ships that we don't particularly like.
You're wrong.
I'm gonna ship my foot into your ass.
And I'm gonna ship this fist into your face.
All right. So before we start, because I wanted to talk about this first.
Whatever.
Zoe and Kayla had the, I don't even know if we want to call it pleasure, of watching Domestic Girlfriend to start.
Oh yeah, I had to show it to Kayla yesterday.
So Kayla, me and Zoe, obviously we did the romance anime is exhausting, and Domestic Girlfriend was on the list of shows that we were to watch.
Yep.
Both of us watched it and had some thoughts on it, and we would have, in the same nature that you share stuff with us to feel how you feel, we're transferring it now to you with Domestic Girlfriend. So early thoughts, what are your early thoughts on Domestic Girlfriend?
The first thing that I said, or the first thing that made me like whip my head around, is once I realized where it was going, I almost 360'd my head and I went, same roof romance and sibling relationship, what is going on? I fully expected this show to be sillier, goofier, and Andre kept saying, no, it's more serious, it's more drama. It literally felt like a novela. It's literally a novela.
It's the most dramatic thing.
It's ever. The most dramatic thing, and it's messy, messy, messy with a capital M and a capital S. So I have a lot of feelings about it, and I'm only halfway through. I still have to get through the other half. And a lot of it was just me dropping my jaw and going, no, 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 no. What are you doing? No. The main kid cannot shut up for his life. He's like, I'm feeling things, and I'm going to save the girl, and I'm going to get myself involved. And then he yaps away into oblivion, and he gets himself in trouble for no damn reason.
He is the do you know that TikTok trend? They're making fun of this guy. It's like her gay best friend after you and your girl fight, and it's a guy going, he manipulated you? No. What a manipulative, conniving dictator or some shit like that.
Oh my god, dude.
The one thing that I took away from this, the strongest thing I took away, is I'm like, wow, what a show written by a man for men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Women were not considered, not for one second, not for one iota.
They weren't even in the room.
They weren't even in the room. Brother, they weren't in the building. There was, if they had turned to one woman and said, hey, how does this make you feel? Everyone would have been like, we have some pointers for you to make this a little bit better and at least give it more tension, because some of the tension is just from like, it's just so dumb. It's so dumb. Some of the highlights though is I do like the main boy's best friend, the chunky one in glasses. I think he's funny. I love how he sees himself like with like the big sparkly anime eyes, like savior to all women because he hasn't like gotten a girl before. I do like him. But like, yeah, it's so like when a woman is written like, oh, how do I put this? Like it's two stereotypes. We have the teacher who's very like, I'm so close and nice and vulnerable, and I'm going to just like touch you playfully, even though I'm much too old for you, but I'm never going to let you think it. And then she turns around to Crazy Town. She has the top ticket. She's riding premium on the Bright Line to Crazy Town. Okay. When she is literally like, let's go on a date. And that date is walking into the ocean to kill yourself. Hello?
I need that.
I literally
need that. Is crazy.
It's an insane thing to say. The entire time he was like, that's me for real. And I'm like, I'm praying for you, actually. I'm actually right now, the Bible's open and my eyes are up to God because I need him to have stability in his life. And then the other girl is a super aloof but like shy, like, I've never had any friends and you're just like the one person that I can be vulnerable with, but I also hate you. Get a backbone. Be better yourself. You don't need him to help make you better. You could do that on yourself. You. I have a headache.
Their whole dynamic, because for those of you who've seen the show, they meet, they have sex, and then their parents get remarried. It's like this weird dynamic. And then her whole thing, like, he walks in on her in the bath and he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And she's like, whatever, you've seen it before. It's like, no.
That's not how
different.
That works.
It's different. It's different. literally being just like, it's such a weird dynamic for her to be sitting in the tub and him just like sitting facing a wall.
Yeah. It's the most, oh, dude, wouldn't it be cool if, like,
if a girl was cool with this?
Yeah.
It's wild. There were just so many times that I was throwing fists into the air because I couldn't handle it. But it also, sidebar, the most insane thing is that after the episode, what shows up to tell you the theme of the next episode is a photo of a part of a woman in either a bra or underwear, and the words are like written somewhere suggestive. So there's like one where she's standing, underwear, inner thigh moment. Or like one of them was in the armpit. Because, you know, that's somebody's something. And the first one that happened, I was like, that's not real. I'm hallucinating right now, actually. Because this was on TV. I'm seeing it in my living room. Wild, 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 yeah. Wild. And just... This is why I appreciate reverse harems so much, because regular harems are written, like, at least reverse harems, I could say that like some of these scenarios are real, but I feel like like regular harems is just like, who's like this? What women have you ever spoken to ever? Have you gone outside? Go touch grass.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. I think that most harem stories are just ego stroking stories. Mm-hmm. That's all they are.
They're stroking something.
It's just ego stroking for that self-insert character, that one like very, yeah. You know, unassuming, aloof main character that is super bland, doesn't really look super like conventionally attractive or ugly. He's just kind of there. And then for some weird reason, every girl in the high school wants to jump his bones for some reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just kind of...
Rent-A-Girlfriend is pretty bad.
Rent-A-Girlfriend is... Bro, oh my God, Rent-A-Girlfriend.
I thought season one wasn't as bad as what people made it out to be. And then it gets worse.
Way worse. Kayla, the only reason why two of the girls like Kazuya in the story is because he arbitrarily saved their lives and that was it. Like, he helps this one girl from like falling into the water or something like that. Off of a ferry boat. And then another version, I can't remember what he did. I think he like stopped somebody from being stalked, but not in the way where he was like, oh, I genuinely want to help this person. He's just like, oh, I feel really bad for this person, so I'm just going to, like, I'm just going to extend, like, an arm to help them. And then they go, oh my God, what is this feeling I'm feeling? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
What you're feeling is basic human decency. Hello?
The girl with the blue hair, she's like, I have this weird disease where if my heartbeat gets lower than this beats per minute, I'll die or I'll get sick. And with you, it's always above that. So this and that, it's like, bro.
Like, bro, what the fuck? Dios mío, that's so stupid.
Yeah.
Also, Andre, I think you should get closer to the mic because at least in my headphones, you sound really far away.
I backed up for a second.
Fine. Also, let me know if I'm screaming. I mean, I know that I am, but you're just going to have to play with the volume.
I'll just normalize it in post. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
Okay, so let's get into our actual topic today before Kayla chops my head off. So, shipping in stories. I think I saw something to like the other day that made me want to bring this up to talk about it because Kagurabachi is a manga that's out right now. And it started out, I remember me and Zoe, we talked about it. It started out like this one meme because the only information we had gotten about the story was just like a dark haired character with a sword that looked like it had some kind of power going out of it. And everybody on Twitter and on like anime TikTok and stuff like that were making memes and hyping it up. And it was a situation where it got super big without even having a first chapter out. But then the chapters started coming out and the story is actually really, really good. And somebody pointed out that part of the popularity of in its growth as a manga in Shonen Jump, now that My Hero Academia is gone and in like One Piece is nearing an end and a bunch of other like stories have ended, is not because of fans of like fans like me and Zoe that like read the stories and like the action and the storytelling and all that kind of stuff. somebody tried to attribute a lot of the popularity of Kagurabachi to Fujoshi's, because two of the characters in the story are like best friends. It's like and so they've kind of done a Narusasu ship with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not Narusasu, more of like a like what were the, remember we talked about like the sports anime is gay episode, right? We talked about the two seniors, the two third years together. What were their names? You remember them? Like the two like upperclassmen that were like really, really like
from
close.
Haikyuu?
From Haikyuu, yeah.
Oh. Daichi and
Sawamura.
The white haired one.
Yes.
That's mom and dad.
Yeah, so basically they essentially in a different they're not in the community, like the people I see that talk about it, I don't see them. But there is a large following out there that ships those two together because, like, that's apparently that's mom and dad.
It is,
and I guess that attributes to the popularity of the story growing. And I was like, I kind of wanted to talk about canon and non canon ships and how that like fuels the popularity of shows.
Yes, it does. And very quickly during Domestic Girlfriend, let me tell you, the only thing that's getting me through that show are the parents that got remarried, because they're beautiful. And every time they're on screen and they're showing their love, I'm like, breath of fresh air. Love is real. Love is good. Love is kind. And I'm going to make it. It's going to be fine. I'm going to get through this goddamn show. So yes, shipping or having characters that really make you feel the love will carry a show to the end. So why don't you start? Start. Say your ships.
Okay, so we're gonna do this. We're gonna go down the line and talk about some of our favorite ships, ones that we wanted, right? And for me, the one that I really wanted that we did not get is, ironically enough, from the same episode, is Ouran Host Club. I was really into the ship between Mori and Haruhi. I think that should have been the final two ship together because their chemistry was way better. And I think it's just because I didn't, what was his name again? The main.
Tamaki. Yeah.
Wasn't a huge fan. Like, not that I wasn't a huge fan of Tamaki. It was just like, Mori was just like the very stoic type protector. that helped Haruhi when she was injured and, yeah. And you know what I'm saying, provided this like outlet for her to talk. And I also just feel like it was a disservice to Mori because he didn't get that much screen time, if we're being honest. Like every other character in the story got some sort of like development with Haruhi. All Mori got was that one beach episode and that was it. And I was like, we needed more of that. We definitely needed more of that. I think their personalities match better. Cause like Haruhi, she's super smart and she's just hardworking and she's very like, you know, just kind of about her business and very sweet. And then Mori is just like, I'm tall, I'm handsome, I'm very soft spoken, and I'll just protect you.
Here to support you. That man, he is the most like green flag man of that group. Like he's just good all around. He's dedicated. He's a hard worker. He's strong. Like it's just all, it's all good.
Yeah. Yeah. Zoe, what is your ship?
So genuinely when I just watch anything, I that's not what I'm paying attention to, especially if it's not a romance. So like I guess a couple that I like is Marin and Gojo.
I knew you were gonna say that one.
From Dress Up Darling. I think they are very, it's funny how flustered they both get. It's not one being more confident than the other. It's the little subversion of she's always super confident unless it's around Gojo. And Gojo is a weirdo who only wore like, what was it? Like some traditional,
like just the regular kimonos and stuff like that,
like
right?
Like a gi or something. And it's modern day Japan. So he's like just very awkward. And she's like the typical pretty girl and gets awkward around him. I think that's cute.
Yeah, they're, I think it's like their dynamic is funny because it's usually the, it's one of the good cases of the Gyaru and nerd dynamic working the way it should. Mm-hmm. I think because a lot of times, like I said, with the harem story, it's the Gyaru versus or Gyaru and nerd dynamic is usually just an ego stroking situation where it's like, I'm this nerd that nobody wants to talk to. I'm this guy that's like super awkward, but this one really popular girl who's like super bold and out there and a little bit lewd is like coming on to me and she like really likes me and she's like trying to get my attention or it's not even that, or it's like she's just being my friend and then I kind of think she's really attractive and she suddenly, because I treat her like a normal human being, she falls in love with me. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, you know, it's the same thing with Dandadan, with Okarun and Momo. It's the same dynamic where it's that spunky Gyaru girl and like the unassuming like nerdy kid. And then I think that those two specifically, those dynamics are the best ways to show that kind of storyline for ships, because the other ones, like I've read a bunch of other ones and those suck. Suck.
I guess just... I didn't really realize. Yeah, I do catch myself being like, oh, that was cute when I'm watching Dandadan.
Yeah.
It's
soft.
It's soft, but it's almost like they're putting a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a lot of shit doesn't come from Okarun. It comes from Momo.
Yeah.
It's like Momo's treating him normally.
Yeah.
It's not typical, I'm the guy and I'm gonna save the girl, you know?
Yeah. True. So Kayla, I know you had a different take on the like favorite ships and stuff like that. So and it was a topic that I wanted to, I think it'd be really funny for the podcast because me and Zoe, I don't think either of us have really seen this show. We've heard about it so much because it's a classic. So you have the floor for this one.
Okay. I did remember one ship though that is soft and is cute that isn't canon to the show, but it feels like it to me.
The Water Hashira and the Butterfly Hashira from Demon Slayer.
Oh.
I think that they have really cute chemistry, the way that they like speak to each other. Like, typically, she only speaks kindly to Giyu, and I'm like, I think that there's love there. Because I looked over at my, I was just like looking at what you guys were talking, and I was like, wait a minute, no, that's one of my ships. Because I have figurines in my.
Is it Giyu or is it Giyu?
I say Giyu, but I could be wrong. No, I think it is Giyu, because in Japanese, Tanjiro always goes, Giyu-san, and he just like, that's what he sounds like. So I think it's Giyu, but maybe I'm wrong now.
Because I just had to ask, because, Taylor, what's his name? The rapper.
Which one?
Easy something. Jay Easy.
Yes,
Jay Easy. Has the song, You Think You a Demon Till I G-You Like I'm Tomioka. Which is a hard, that's hard.
A great line. Hey,
that's hard.
Hard as hell.
That's hard.
I love that. That's so good. That's so good.
Yeah, he's awesome. That's but hard. Okay, continue.
Okay, so when Taylor first brought this up, I took it, the assignment as like, what ships were actually happening in the show, and then how did that make you feel? So one of my top anime of all time, forever and ever, till the day that I die, is going to be Inuyasha. And the whole show is about a love triangle and then like one dude on the side. So it's Inuyasha, who used to be in love with Kikyo, and then her spirit reincarnates into a girl named Kagome. And once Inuyasha is, you know, reanimated, comes back to life, he can never pick, even though his previous girl is dead. She is a walking clay body that takes lost souls and uses them to animate herself. She is a husk of her former self, and he's still like, I love her, though. And I get it, because he was asleep, so obviously there wasn't a lot of time between her dying and him being alive and whatever, but him and Kagome are just so much better together. They have so much more chemistry. All that Kikyo and Inuyasha had was shared trauma. Like, they just both needed an escape because they were both upset with the current situation of their lives. But with Kagome, Inuyasha is kind of healing and makes his life better. And I don't like when people, like, even in like movies, I don't like when people get stuck in like trauma love patterns of like, oh, they'll only love me because they're the only ones who understand where I came from. It's not about where you came from. It's about where you should be going. So it makes me very angry whenever she's on screen, because I'm like, she's dead. She's, drop a little water on her, let the clay dissolve, and let her sleep, please. But at the same time, that other person that I mentioned, there's a guy in the show who's the head of the wolf demon tribe, and his name is Koga.
Oh, I remember. Okay, yeah. Before you continue, every time I see some sort of shipping battle or shipping war about Inuyasha, everybody's gonna bring up Koga every time.
Every single person will go to the front lines of battle for Koga. And why? Because he saw Kagome and immediately recognized that he liked her. And every single time, like, so obviously one of the big things in the show is that, like, since both of them are dogs, like, Inuyasha's a half-dog demon and Koga's a wolf. So Koga always treats Inuyasha like a mutt since he's half-human. But they can both, like, smell Kagome wherever she is. So whenever they're near each other and he's got to go help her, he's like, I'm going to go take care of my woman because you can't – you're nothing. You are nothing. You can't do anything. He's always first on the scene, and he's always telling her, like, whenever you want to leave him, I'm here for you. Like, I will love you. And he is – he just worships the ground that she walks on. And, like, it's just – he's so hot with his long ponytail. Like, it's just – he's so good. And – even though I love Inuyasha and Kagome, and I think that like their romance is beautiful, if this was like an actual friend of mine and I had to like give her advice, I'd be like, hey, girly pop, your man keeps leaving you for that other woman. It's time to shut it down and go with the man who's obsessed with you. And that is my stance. And I could probably rant about that forever, like episode by episode, ever since like Koga gets introduced. I'm like,
I'm not going to just sad bond myself to somebody. I refuse.
Yeah.
And Koga's beautiful. The only time that they would have caught me is when Inuyasha, during like a full moon, he turns full human and his hair turns like full black and he's just like not as angry and he's very like gentle with Kagome. In those moments, I'm like, okay, yeah, no, I'd buckle too. But other than that, no.
What do you mean full human? What the fuck is Inuyasha?
What do you mean?
I've never seen it.
I need you to start. It's
What is he? What is he? I know who he is. I didn't know he was not full human.
Yeah, that's the whole show. He's a half dog demon. So his father was one of the strongest dog demons of that era, and his mother was a human. And
he's a dog.
She is me. She is me. That the main dude's wife, that woman is me. I'd also marry a giant, terrifying demon. Yeah, that's like the whole premise of the show. And like Inuyasha's older brother, Sesshomaru, is full demon, and he's always like, "You suck because you're half human."
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's the one that stands on the top of that mountain range while the most fire the puffy ED of all time goes in the distance. Have you heard that one?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's great. Yeah. The only thing about Sesshomaru is that he ends up like he hates humans, but he ends up saving this like one little girl for some reason, and she becomes his follower, and they end up together. And she's a little girl, like in the future episodes that came out, like the Inuyasha, like everyone's grown up.
Yes,
they are a couple, and I'm like, oh. We didn't have to do that. We could have let that die because Rin was maybe a 5-year-old and he's hundreds of thousands of years old. It was a mistake. It was a mistake.
I mean, hey.
People watch the show. It's so good.
Yeah. I'll say it's funny. The, I guess part of the popularity growth of certain shows and stuff like that is the ships, but it's also the shipping wars. And I think like that's a common thing for not just like anime but just fiction in general.
Yeah, like, remember... AO3 and Wattpad are built off of. That's their whole thing.
Like what's so funny is I remember one of my most vivid memories of middle school is literally watching shipping wars for Twilight. Like that's literally the main
wait, what team were you on?
I wasn't on a part of any team.
Why not? If you were looking, you had to have debated. You've been like, well, I guess this person.
Watch those shitty ass movies, you understand that there is no fucking team. There was no Team Jacob ever.
I think that you're just yelling really loud.
He was never considered. You could consider him. Bella never did.
I love a good underdog.
It literally, you explaining Inuyasha makes Twilight make way more sense.
Doesn't it? Like it's all connected.
like essentially, well, the werewolf's name is Jacob, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
He's just Koga.
Yes.
He's literally just Loka.
Yeah. Hey, Bella, where the hell you been, Loka?
Insane.
Crazy.
As a native Spanish speaker, like, how did that make you feel?
You know, whenever.
Why did he say that? He's native.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know if he was trying to. You know, there are just people out there who are like, this word in Spanish is fun. I'ma say it.
I guess.
That's just how it is sometimes. Like,
there was not
a
Hispanic person in the room for that.
In the room. No, they were just like, okay. But that line is hilarious.
It's so funny.
Someone made a bracelet of like each of the letters to like say like that full sentence. And I'm like, I should get one of those.
Yeah. Like that's it just dawned on me like right now where it was like the shipping wars of Twilight, like everybody had a Team Edward, a Team Jacob.
Yeah.
Thing. And that's really what exploded with the popularity of it. I mean, obviously between the book readers, like, they're obviously going to know.
There's more.
But, like, I remember when those movies were coming out, I remember people in the schools that I went, like, the school I went to always had, were very much proudly, like, repping it like they were a sports team. Like,
That's girl sports. That's girl sports, because the same thing happened later in the Hunger Games with freaking PETA and the other one who didn't matter. He didn't matter because it was all about PETA. Like, that literally... oh my god, actually, that's amazing. There should be an arena where the girly pops just fight it out as to whomst the main girl should be with. Because let me tell you right now, in that book series super popular, the A Court of Thorns and Roses, there would be blood. There would be blood in the arena. Because there's only one right answer. The only one right answer.
Oh my god. And then, like, in the more animation world, I know, like, people were there's the war about, like, Zuko and Katara versus Aang and Katara with their ship. I know that gets really heated with some people.
They did us so wrong.
That one I don't have an opinion on, because there are some times where I'm like, yeah, maybe Aang and Katara shouldn't be together.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah, I think she should have ended up with Zuko.
But I think Zuko and Mai are cute.
Yeah, true. I think that they're cute, and I think that it worked out because of how Aang and Katara worked out. But that cave scene is engraved in my brain, and I'm going to believe that they did kiss.
Fair enough.
Oh, it's so good.
I think, but the thing with that, too, and it's one of the main, I guess, legs that a lot of anti-Zuko and Katara people stand on, is like the whole oppressor versus oppressed dynamic.
Oh.
I had not even thought about that, because it wasn't him.
It was, though.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Rewatch.
Did he kill her mom, or is it the Fire Nation in general?
I think it's the Fire Nation in general.
Rewatch book one. He was sipping that Kool-Aid, man.
Yeah, he was pretty lost for a while. That ponytail was on too tight. The blood couldn't get to his brain.
Couldn't get to the brain, yeah.
It couldn't get to the brain.
And that's why Uncle Iroh is the best character in that show.
Oh, well, that's not up for debate. That is correct.
Is he on your list, Kayla?
Iroh?
Yes.
No, I want him to just be my uncle.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure before, because I know you had the Grunkle Stan. We've already gone over that, so.
Hey, we don't have to open up that can of worms again. Let me tell you something. I was looking for a Grunkle Stan when we went to Disney for Mickey's Not So Scary. I was like, if I see a Grunkle Stan,
I'm introducing myself. We saw a few Dippers and Mabels.
We did see a few Dippers and Mabels. It was pretty cute.
That's cool.
But yeah, no, Iroh sits on like a wise, like, I'll sit with you and just like hear you out, like, uncle. My love for him is different. It's not every old man, Taylor.
I just want to make sure as we get through these episodes and start to know more about each other that we just can figure out what is and what isn't, you know?
No, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. You can always ask.
So I've got to make sure. You know, I always ask these questions before I hear something really out of pocket. That way I'll know.
Yeah.
And I can be prepared for it.
Yeah. So I want to tell the listeners that we have a group chat that used to be called Boys Love, and now it's called The Real Freaks.
It's called Real Freaks Trademark.
Freaks Trademark. And we all are crazy on that group chat together. And at one point I was like, Taylor, let me know if I'm saying too much. And he goes, no, it's funny. Like, I do enjoy it. And I reply, direct reply to it, and I go, this is your formal letter of consent. I asked, and now everything's okay.
Yeah, everything's free game now. I just got to prepare myself for it, you know? It is what it is.
You should prepare yourself.
Okay, so do you want me to start first, or do you want somebody else to start?
Yeah, no, please do. Please do. Help me.
Okay, so we are... Part of the shipping topic today was also talking about ships that we didn't like. Mm-hmm. And I seem to have caused some friction on this podcast. I think it's, you know, I'll preface this and say that when me and Zoe we're starting this podcast. I think we maybe only disagreed like twice, three times, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like legitimately disagreed.
And then you threw me in the mix.
Kayla has added another dynamic, which I think is makes it a little bit more fun, where we have the chance to like defend our positions a little bit. And one of those positions today is me saying that the Narusasu ship was terrible.
No, 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 no. And here's why you're wrong.
Oh, wait. You're not going to let me get my initial. No, go ahead.
No, get your. No, I can hold back. I can hold back.
No. You already started. Go.
Okay. So here's the thing. I have never known any man to care so much, so deeply about bringing one dude back into the village or into the fold or into the friend group. And he chased Sasuke to the ends of the earth. He begged, he waited, he pleaded, he cried, he sweat. It was everything, okay? And let me tell you something. Sometimes when you really admire a person or you really hate a person, it's because there's love underneath that. So they always had like a little fight. And I think like from the moment they met, and they definitely have some sort of like weird dynamic of like degrading going on, because Sasuke's always degrading Naruto and Naruto's just like, can I have some more? It's one of those things where it's like the amount of love that Naruto has for him is too much. It's beyond friendship. It makes sense. It makes sense that they don't end up together because obviously both of them are straight. But you didn't let me finish my sentence. This is shipping. This is a shipping talk. This is a shipping time. Shut. Okay? So I understand that they don't end up together. However, comma, if they had, like in the same way that in the second Avatar series with Korra, that she ends up with the girl that it took because bad writing took everybody by surprise. If that had happened to Naruto and Sasuke, we would have been like, oh yeah, that makes sense considering all the love that they shared throughout the entire show.
But it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
That's what it is. Also, Sasuke low-key hates Sakura. I don't know how they're together. Okay. I don't know how they're husband and wife.
Here's the thing.
He could be with anybody else. Everyone
hates Sakura.
It's
one of the reasons I hate the show. I hate her guts.
Her being hated is more Kishimoto's bad writing of women than it is her as a character.
Yeah.
Correct, but that in turn makes the character. Because the story's done.
Yes. And I think that in order to keep that Naruto money train churning, you gotta have some ships, you gotta have some children. And so that was just the next like who else would have been
and the some next of those generation. Ships are correct.
Who
Some
else would have been his love right. interest? Yes. But Ino, like, she's a very minor character.
Sasuke, if Sasuke wasn't going to end up in Naruto, he should have ended up alone. That man is not interested in women. And you know what? He may not be interested in anybody. But if he was going to, he hated Sakura from the jump. Why would you force those two together? It honestly makes me sad. If he was going to end up with anybody... No, I can't even picture it. The man ends up alone.
So Mike,
Sasuke's asexual, for sure.
Yes,
My biggest question is that this is not the first anime that has done that. This is not the first anime where it's a guy and he's trying to get another guy back into the fold or back into the squad.
But not like this.
Luffy Sanji.
No, that's different. It doesn't give the same energy.
It does!
It doesn't. First of all, Naruto and Sasuke knew each other for a hot minute. They were teammates for not a hot minute. I always use that term wrong.
I would say Luffy and Sanji have known each other for at least 2 years.
No. Hold on. I'm getting there. Naruto and Sasuke barely knew each other before Naruto was begging to save him and bring him back and save him from Orochimaru. Is that right?
Yeah.
Snake Man. Luffy and Sanji, that makes sense because their bond is very much built on friendship. First of all, Luffy is asexual all the way. Agreed. That man is not interested in women.
Agreed.
And his love for Sanji, his love for all of his friends, he would have done that to save any single one of them.
Okay, hold on, time out. Naruto would have done that for anybody in the village.
Correct. Not to the same capacity.
He's the main character. He has to have that in him for anybody.
It's different.
How?
Because
he would have been there for anybody in Konoha.
It's just different. I think that him and Sasuke's dynamic is just, there's this weird tension in the back where it's like,
that's you, brother.
Kind of in love.
That's you.
It's not me. I would say, okay, because there's just some times where the mangaka doesn't reveal it until later. So let me use this as an example. Gojo and Geto, in the beginning, you're like, those dudes are just bros. They're just friends. They're just chill. They just love each other very much because they're friends. And then the writer came out because the girly pops in the background are going, no, things happened. They minimum kissed. Maximum many domain expansion, if you know what I mean. So they were definitely a thing. And then the writer confirmed they were basically a couple without the title. That's why,
but
see, the yearning
before that, it made doesn't se- that matter. Makes sense. They
and
make
so
sense.
Do Naruto they do and Sasuke.
Not. They do not.
You can yell all you want. My mind will never change on this subject in particular. I'm gonna stand on my ground. It's that
people also have to think meta about this, where Gojo isn't the main character.
Right.
So him having this weird tension with someone else, like that, it makes sense. Naruto is the main character. He has to have that energy with everyone because that's how the mangaka was gonna write him.
Huh. That's an interesting take. I don't agree with you. That's an interesting take.
He is the Luffy. He is the Luffy of the show.
He is the Luffy.
So
it's
so, and if this happened if this happened with Yuji, like Yuji would be the same way.
Yeah, so Yuji, so the artist came out recently and everyone's screaming. Yuji is seen holding hands, interlocked fingers, mind you, with Megumi. That ship is becoming very, very real, very, very fast.
I think that's just his boy.
I think that's just like a...
Boys? Okay. Boys holding hands maybe like this, or if they had an arm around each other, I would say, sure. Interlocking fingers
again
with your boys?
Again, you have to think
Taylor,
meta.
Taylor,
you
I saw that look. You know I'm right. Stand up to Andre.
Meta.
You can do it if you believe in your dreams.
Bro,
go.
Japan go. Is dramatic as fuck when it comes to their media.
Oh my god.
Taylor, do it. Taylor, say it. Say the word hey. That I'm right.
I'm playing the fifth, dog. I can't do that. I can play the fifth.
Just because you're friends with Andre since college, it doesn't mean that what we don't have is special.
I can't do it, dog.
The next time you guys are together, I'm making y'all interlock fingers. You're gonna hold each other. Let me see how that makes it feel.
It's fine.
It's gonna be it's for guy. A solid hour.
That's my dog.
And then if you went into the street and people are like, oh my god, they're holding hands, what would they assume?
That's assuming. And when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me.
Okay, grandpa. It's
okay, but my reasoning, I mean, a lot of my reasoning for not liking this ship is a good part of Zoe's reasoning too. But also too, I just think the dynamic was weird because like Sasuke tried to murder Naruto multiple times.
Yeah.
Like it's a situation where kind of, but not really.
Okay. So then how do you feel about like, okay. So, cause I'm, even though I'm stubborn, I will try to understand you guys. Right. Like I'm not crazy. Okay. So another big save in the show is Gaara and Naruto, right? Like they have tiffs every now and then, and Naruto loves Gaara. That's his boy. But you don't feel, I mean, I don't feel that they have the same tension that Naruto and Sasuke do.
Would you say
Naruto and Gaara are friends? Super platonic. Naruto and Sasuke are enemies to lovers.
What makes more of a wave in the entire story of Naruto, though? Again, you have to think meta about this. Like the way it's written. If Gaara was put into Sasuke's situation, would shit be different?
Like if Gaara was on Team 7, it'd be different.
He would still go after him, but it would feel different.
I think it's just mainly because of the fact that Sasuke is like the secondary main character.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that like that's the story that Kishimoto was telling, like a intertwined. I mean, Naruto is obviously the face of the show, the story. Yeah. Like his name is the title of the story, right?
Yeah.
But if we're like looking at the story of Naruto, like they place a heavy emphasis on Sasuke's story, especially in Shippuden. Like there are several episodes where Naruto's not even in the show. Like it's just Sasuke and his team with the Akatsuki, his journey to fight Itachi, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So I think that it's a situation where you have two main characters coming together and their stories intertwine in a way on that tip.
Right.
But it's more of like to me, it's more of just like an enemies to mutual understanding bond. Friendship, as opposed to rivals. Enemies to I am in love with you now. Like I just didn't. That's just not what caught me. At least,
I just feel like there are so many other like pairs of friends in Naruto that don't give off the same feeling. And I guess it's because I'm comparing. Naruto and Sasuke's friendship and then everybody else's friendship. I'm like, it doesn't give. Like, I remember back in the day, people used to ship Rock Lee and Gaara a lot. And I'm like, I don't see that. That's very not there. Like, mm-mm. Rock Lee is 100% for Sakura till the end of his days, which they should have ended up together. And I will shout that from the rooftops until I pass out.
Fair enough.
But I don't know. I don't think that it's just because he's the main character that I feel that way. I feel it's there because there's these underlying tones. And I don't think that the writer would have put in the funny little kiss that happened so early on between Naruto and Sasuke if he didn't want people to think of it in that way. Why would he do that?
You also gotta, again, it sucks, but you gotta think meta about this.
I don't wanna think meta. I wanna think Japan that is, I'm right.
Japan is... was, I mean, I guess still a little homophobic. So it is full within reason that happens because they were like,
like, you think that's more of like a, like, I think here's the thing. I think that scene, and I know people are always going to bring that scene of them kissing is always going to be part of the basis for the Naruto-Sasuke ship. Like, it's going to happen every time.
Yeah. Yeah.
While, yes, I think you could look at that and then everything that's kind of come around to their journey and be like, okay, this is what I think. I'm of the headspace where that's more of just a visual gag to show how goofy Naruto is and one, how, like, I'm trying to see, like, when it comes to Sasuke, like, his initial feelings towards Naruto and, like, the class in general, like he's like the aloof guy, like, get away from me, I don't want to talk to anybody, I'm like this brooding guy that's like super scary. And then you have this weird like unwanted vulnerability moment where he's like, okay, I'm in this really embarrassing situation now because of this knucklehead over here that's acting a fool in class, you know? So I think like that's more, that's what how I took it. It's more like a visual comedy gag.
Media, if anything. Literacy, Taylor.
I think too, Kayla, I think a lot of times when it comes to ships, and you can disagree if you want. I think a lot of the ships, a lot of the ships hinge on the suspension of disbelief. Or like, obviously, it's more of like, yeah, I know these characters would never actually get together in the story, but like, this is like, I just really love them together, so this is my delusion, I guess.
My delulu, you're yelling at me, but I get it.
Sorry, I didn't want to use that word. Oh my god!
I'm gonna share my screen real quick because I remember when Naruto first came out, and people were always looking up Sasu Naru versus Sasu Saku, and this image is burned into my memory from my early like YouTube kid days. Here it is. This photo, and it was like, you know, these aren't not a lot of votes, but there was like a vote. Look, 2004. Someone drew this like this little like chibi set because there was like a poll, and most people watching the show, or at least that voted on this, were like, yeah, Sasu Naru makes more sense. Can we at least say that? Can we at least say that it makes more sense than Sasu Saku?
No, yes. It does. I don't think so.
I think it does.
I do. I think it makes more sense.
I think it makes more sense.
I think the most sense is Sasuke being alone.
This is actually super well done. Good job to this artist.
Oh my god.
All right, I'm getting off the internet.
I think in terms of like how poorly written every woman character in that story is.
Yeah.
That,
well, except for Gaara's sister. I really like the way that she's written.
Yeah. But I mean, she's like, cool. The main group, Sakura, Ino,
yeah.
Hinata.
That poor girl. That poor girl.
Like, who am I missing? Tenten, Tamaki. You know what I'm saying? All five of them specifically just kind of just are not great. They're not well written. And they then just, when you come out with this story of like, okay, I'm going to do Naruto Next Generations and all these famous ninja are going to have kids now. You're kind of forcing some of those couples to be a thing. Yeah. I don't remember one point where Sai and Ino were really even a thing. I don't remember when.
I don't know what. Oh my! Wait. See, I was calming down and you brought that up, and when that came out, I was like, you actually have to be punching me in the.
Because that's let's be so for real. Dumb.
Because if anything, it would have been Ino and Choji.
Probably, yeah.
And that would have made sense, and that would have made me happy.
But let's be for real. Sai is gay. Let's just be honest.
Sai is an asexual, non-binary human being. They just want to be. Leave them well enough alone. Why are you forcing them into a marriage? Please. Please. With someone, by the way, who is a very strong character and always has been like hypersexual towards Sasuke. So what is Sai doing in this situation? Crying, I'm sure.
He's never mind. Never mind. So yeah, like Sai and Ino didn't make any sense. And then one that I did like that kind of made sense was Shikamaru and Tamaki. Thought that one was great.
I love that one. That one was
fine.
Yeah.
So yeah, but like, you know, they're not written well enough to where those ships have some validity to them and make sense.
Oh, hold on now. A thought just popped into my mind. So I think we're going to hit the same conundrum when we start talking about My Hero Academia and all the ships that happen in there. And both of these shows have something in common. And that common thread is the women aren't written well.
Yeah.
And I think what happens with fans is that because these women are blank pages, to be honest, like you have to fill in a lot of your own wants and dreams for them. They basically become like blank canvases to put with whomever you want. But that's also why a lot of people will do gay ships, because they're like, I can see these people together based off of the personalities they have in the show. They may not even interact in the show. It's just they have personalities, so I can play with that. Whereas these people, you can't do anything with them, which makes me so sad, because their powers are great, but they have 0.2 personalities.
My biggest thing with what you just said was, I can concede to that with Naruto. I definitely can.
Mm.
Not with My Hero.
And why?
Not in the women part. I think the women are written terribly in both. It's because it is so clear. It is so clear that Bakugo hates Deku.
Oh, that's what you're jumping into. Got it.
It is so, every time, there has not been one, at least from what I've seen. Again, I haven't read the last chapters. There's not been one time where Deku does something and Bakugo's like, I'm proud of him. He's like, I'm gonna fucking kill him.
But I feel like there have been moments where they genuinely, like, yes, he hates him, but I think it's because he hates, it's like an admiration hate, where it's like, I can never be this vulnerable, and I hate that about myself, so I hate him for it, but I love him.
The only time he's ever helped Deku is because he understands how to be a hero better than Deku. And he is like, I'm only doing this because I know that if the secret gets out, then you're fucked. And or we're all fucked. Or if I gotta do this because you're a little bitch and someone has to step up. It's never like, I'm gonna help him because I love him. It's, I'm gonna help him because Deku's an idiot.
I think, like, it, the dynamic that they have has shifted over the course of the story. Yes. But not to the point where, like, I think people need to be making ships about the two characters. But I'll say, like, obviously it started with Bakugo, like, legitimately hating Deku. Like, legitimately hating Deku, bullying him severely because he didn't have a quirk. All that kind of stuff. So it was very much like a, and that it, what made it worse about that ship specifically, because I really wouldn't have had that much of an issue with it. I would have just like disagreed, like Naru Sasori or whatever.
Yeah.
If the ship started later in the story, the ship started when Baku was bullying the shit out of Deku and like wanting to kill him.
Well,
like,
I was, some people reveal their kinks very early.
You see what I'm saying? I'm like, they're children.
Well, so are Naruto.
By the time Shippuden ends, they're like 18, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. But I think.
But like, Bakugo and Deku are young. They're middle schoolers.
Yeah. They were itty bitty. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not even mad when people don't agree with the Bakugo Deku one. Because honestly, like, I'm looking at the adults in that show. Like, I care less about shipping the kids. And I'm just trying to figure out how to bring Fat Gum to life and be my husband. That's the only thing I care about. And I ship him with literally any woman in the show because he's the most stable man. And I want that for all of them. Like, him with the sexual, like, pheromone lady.
Midnight.
I want him with her. I want anyone. Anyone deserves him because he's the world's most perfect man. Like, that's just who he is. It's who he is. I cannot wait to cosplay him. I have, like, my stuff ready to go, like, for, like, a casual cosplay day.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's perfect. And I'm looking at Aizawa. I'm looking at all the adults. And I'm going, okay, who? It's not even shipping them with each other. It's shipping with me.
It's just that the ships of My Hero are so infamous.
They are.
Yeah.
Not only Bakugo Deku, but like Todoroki Deku.
Oh, yes.
What's funny is that one makes more sense to me.
It does.
I can also see that. I can agree with it. But that's also because I love Todoroki.
There's a point in the show where they obviously in the tournament arc, they're rivals for that one fight. But then afterwards, they kind of have this like admiration for each other.
Yeah.
And this is what I was going to say with Naruto and Sasuke. The rival trope is huge in Japanese media. It just is. But in that arc, because this clip has been going around Twitter and it is sick, when Deku breaks all his fingers and he can't flick anymore, so he does this. Like that.
Oh, like he used his cheek. Yeah.
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 If Bakugo saw that and would have been like, huh, nice one, idiot, then I would be like, okay, I see it a little, but not even. But not even. Because does Deku win that fight?
No, Todoroki beats him.
Yeah.
Todoroki beats him. Yeah, and Bakugo's like the same. Bakugo's like, yeah, you lost, you fucking idiot. Fuck you.
Bakugo makes more sense with Kirishima.
They're bros, though.
The Red Rocket.
See, I don't think that either. I think Kirishima, because he's not.
Well, because I love Kirishima with the little alien girl. Like, that's, I want them to be together. Yeah,
they're very much.
But when people say, to compare the two ships, I'm like.
Oh, okay, I get it.
The other one.
The Kirishima and Bakugo one is they're a bromance. Like they're the homies. Like they're bros.
Yeah.
But they're
yeah.
They're a little too comfortable with each other, but they're bros, if that makes sense.
Not even because I can't picture Bakugo with anyone because he's a because even to Kirishima, Kirishima's like, hey, I'm here to help. And he's like, get the fuck out of here.
He's just a very angry character, which typically when a character is written that angry all the time, I'm like, shut up. Get off the screen. Give me some emotional vulnerability or go. Be angry somewhere else. But, okay, so then quick question. Who are your, let's say two, your top two ships in My Hero?
In My Hero? I don't know.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know. For that, it just doesn't. Really
can
register.
They just be like, I don't know. It's hard because I think.
Or one
you
ship?
Say
Deku
shit.
And Uraraka should be number one, but.
But they're not.
But the mangaka, like, drops it.
Oh, bro. Y'all.
Well,
oh, my God.
Drops it into another bucket.
Oh, my God. Yes, but also. Okay. If we're being honest with ships, Uraraka and Toga.
Toga.
Not Toga.
Yes, yeah. The Blood Toga. Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, 100%. I ship that all the way.
Uraraka and Toga.
Yeah, they have this really beautiful, soft, like, love. Like, that, I haven't even seen that full episode. I've only seen that scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I cried. I cried when she was like, you think I'm cute? I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna throw up. I was scrolling through TikTok and I saw it. And I was like, that would mess me up. Forever,
oh, yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. That's that. And then one that I don't even know if they even interact that much, but Ishida and what's the girl that can like create like materials
Momo.
And like
Momo?
Momo,
yeah. Momo.
Ishida and Momo. I think like that one would be cute.
Ishida, yeah. Which one? Lita?
The runner.
Like the, yeah, fucking, Lita.
Lita,
my fault. Yes.
Has like the fucking boosters on his
everyone
calves.
Everyone ships her with what's his name? Todoroki.
Oh, everyone ships her with the headphone girl.
Oh,
wow.
I see that all the time.
I see
her
headphone
and,
girl with Kaminari.
Yes.
Yeah, I see that one, but I've seen so – that's like the first ship that I saw of them together. It's because it's very like – it gives like Nana vibes. I know that you guys haven't seen Nana, but it's
we
like –
we need to watch that, by the way.
Please, please, please. I actually just mentioned that yesterday. The headphone girl being like a rocker – and then Momo coming from like upper class, very proper. That's literally what Nana is. And it's very fun to just like see them together.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of where I thought this conversation was going to go, but not really. If that makes sense.
Does it ever?
Yeah, no. But I think it's interesting. I'll say, over the course of me doing or us doing this podcast, like I said this a while back too, it kind of gives you the opportunity to like get exposed to different things that you probably wouldn't have gotten exposed to otherwise.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to like, I don't know about you, Zo, but like my anime consumption, when it comes to like the other shows and the different ranges of communities that are fans of said shows. And so I wouldn't be talking about ships if I wasn't on this, if I wasn't in this podcast, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even be aware of like the ships in the, I wouldn't even know what Narusasu was if I didn't even, you know what I'm saying? Like partake in like different communities of like the, of like just the space of anime. I think it's funny.
I will say there was an episode of our podcast that, that I wasn't on. And of course, like I listened to them regardless. Cause I just, you know, I like, it's a great like background noise, like while I'm working. And I rewinded this part like 5 times because it just like made me so happy. But it's just me like being like fangirling over you two. You guys were talking about like what an addition I've been to the podcast. And you guys weren't even like gassing me up all that much. But you were like, yeah, it's so nice to like have her on. And I like would rewind it and be like, they like me. and it just like it was just so cute. And I like I had like a really hard day like at work. And I remember I just like took a pause and I'm like, where's that part in the podcast again? And I played it and I was just like, people like me and it's a good day. And I really like you both too. So yeah, it was, that's just like a mush section. Cause I'm glad that I can expose you to different like anime worlds. Cause obviously like our three collective, anime worlds are different, even though there's a lot of like overlapping items. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad to be able to see different sides and to expose you guys to the horrors behind the veil.
It just something just hit me, and I think I have to explain this.
Sure. Yeah.
It is a harsh, harsh shipping war that's happening now.
What?
Final Fantasy VII.
Oh.
With the remake trilogy. You know, way back in the day when it first comes out, everyone, again, team Aerith, team Tifa, whatever. And that has sparked up a debate online that has turned into like some of the nastiest shit I've read.
Dang.
It is. Oh my it God. Is. So that girl, I sent screenshots of her tweets about Venom in the group chat. Aru. No. She's a very, very big proponent of Cloud and Aerith.
Okay. Yes.
She's very, because she is a content creator, yes, she gets funny and she gets like passionate, but it's mostly played up as a joke because
mostly
she's
a bit.
She's very much normal. She's a normal person. Bro, people who are proponents of Cloud and Tifa tweet at her like it's nobody's business. They're like, oh, Claret stands are the worst and they suck and they all follow this girl Aru and Aru's a whore and this and that.
Oh my God.
Bro. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, dude, they're digital. Who cares? Again, personally, I just think Cloud and Tifa make the most sense because that's where the story ends up. I don't know if you guys care about spoilers of anything. Yeah,
nah.
One of the most famous video game deaths ever, Aerith. She fucking dies in the middle of the game. So, yeah, where else is it going to lead?
Yeah.
Cloud and Tifa.
It's so funny because not me screaming like, oh my God, how could they be yelling at her when I was literally yelling at you two earlier about the Naruto Sasuke? Screaming at the top of my lungs. But obviously, like, it's not like that. I'm also playing it up for the bit. But I don't... I think we mentioned this in the last podcast too, where I don't understand how people can just be so nasty to someone for just sharing their opinion.
It is so
like I laugh all the time because it's not real.
It's not that deep.
It's not real.
You're willing to die behind this air shit, bro? That's crazy.
And you're gonna like name call her for like what she likes, like. Come on.
Nah, bro. That's nuts. Bro, it's either shipping for girls, I guess. It's either sports or gang life. I don't understand
how. Gang life is so big. Like, it's such a big genre. It's not one that I typically pick. But I had some friends back in the day who were like, that was their like smut of choice. It was like, this gang leader found me, and now every like, and I'm like, he could kill you.
Right. You're gonna, that reminds me. Speaking of gangs, Kayla, I know you would like this show. Have you watched Yakuza's Wife? Have you seen that show? Have you heard about the show yet?
Yakuza's Wife. I'm gonna look it up right now.
I've never even heard of it. Yeah. It is, yeah.
Is it, it's an anime?
Yep.
Or it's a live action?
No, it's called Yakuza Wife. It came out literally this season.
Oh, this art is so fun. I have not seen, this is Yakuza Fiance. Is that the one?
Oh, it might be Yakuza Fiance. Maybe.
Yeah, we'll he has like green hair and she has red hair.
Uh-huh.
This is a vibe.
I need you to watch the first couple episodes and get back to me because it is.
I have so many things on the list.
I know. Okay.
I can add it. It looks really cute. He's kind of giving like that weird long chin vibe, I really like her vibe.
Not the Gawk and Handsome vibe, huh?
It's given a little Gawk and Handsome in some of these photos, but like like this one, like hold on, like she a baddie. Hold on.
No, yeah, no, she's yeah.
Look at her. This is from the manga. This mm-hmm. is good, but see here. What's happening, brother?
Yeah, that's a tough drawing for him. Uh-huh. Not gonna lie.
That's a hard. She looks great, and he's just like he's just. Well, hold on now. This is different. All right. Well, I got things I gotta do. Mm-hmm. The art for the manga is really fun.
Yeah.
I might read it. He has a back tattoo. All right, I'm in.
All Yakuzas do.
They do.
Mm. That's funny. Yeah. But I just wanted to mention that one. Yeah, like, dog, shipping turns into either you're repping a sports team or repping a set. I don't understand why you could take it that serious. But yeah. That's insane. I think probably, you know, one of our bigger disagreements, but I think it was a pretty funny episode for sure.
I'll be right back. Give me 2 seconds.
We're going to sign off.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna sign off. I mean, we're at a minute or at an hour 15, so might as well sign off.
Okay, fine.
Y'all got anything else? Nothing? No extra words?
My final words are going to be, at the end of the day, ship who you want. Nothing is real. Fight your friends. And I can't wait for another episode where the entire thing is going to be about one specific ship that that Andre and I are going to get into a physical altercation for, because that's what being alive is all about, bugging your friends.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to reveal what, but brother, I'm bringing boxing gloves.
Oh my god. Zoe, you got anything?
No. The album hasn't come out yet. Listen to Chromacopia.
Facts.
Tyler, the Creator. That's it.
Facts. By the time this episode goes out, it'll probably be already out. So go listen to that. Well, all right. I've been Taylor, aka Nostalgia, as told by Zoe. Kate likes everything. See you guys next time. Peace.
Peace.
Bye.